nice to finally meet you, John.
Yeah, Andrew. Andrew, thanks for coming.
It was a long trip. It was a long journey, but when I saw your video, obviously I investigate things that I believe are in the public interest are not being investigated or not being looked at.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of people talking about deaths regarding COVID, regarding vaccines, and when I saw you, something said to me, this guy is the guy I need to speak to.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't speaking out, John.
Yeah.
They're not speaking out because they're being blackmailed by saying you're going to lose your job if you speak out, lose your practice license and all this sort of stuff. And when I saw you and I listened to you for that 7-minute video, I realised that you were the type of person who's willing to stand up for what's right.
Yeah. Well, it's the point, people, and I totally understand, we've all got bills to pay and mortgages to pay. I suspect they'll close me down soon because they'll insist I have a COVID passport to collect deceased or attend the crematorium. So when that happens, I'll close the business.
Is that on the cards? Have you heard about that?
100% it's coming. It's just a matter of time, you know.
And if that goes into, so you'll have no choice but to either close the business or do what they tell you.
Yeah, I'm not going to take that in my body because I see what it does to people.
Mm. My question to you is, you're a funeral director.
Yes.
We were told by the media on a daily basis, thousands upon thousands of people on a daily basis are dying.
Yeah.
No. Did you see that, John?
No, not at all.
You didn't see any.
In fact, the death rate in 2020 was lower than 2019. But for the first kind of,
how does that work,
John? I'd say 12 or 16 weeks, it doesn't. And this was one of the things that flagged up, where in the end I began to see through the light. This was at a time when all the funeral directors, myself included, were very frightened. And many of them were taking coffins to the hospital and sealing people straight in, you know? Yeah, because they were terrified, you know? And if you go to the hospital, if you think about it logically, and somebody says to you, do you know what, this person's got HIV or tuberculosis where it's airborne, you're not going to open the body bag.
No.
Trust me.
Because you
can get sick and, well, it's well documented what HIV does to you. And I was doing it waiting to fall over.
Yeah.
You know, every morning I was wake up and kind of, oh no, I'm all right.
Thinking,
you know,
at that point, back then you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You didn't know.
No, I was doing it thinking I was just taking care of people properly. Yeah. We've lost loved ones from cancer, for example, who've only presented at stage 4.
Yeah.
Because no one will see them and every appointment they make is cancelled due to COVID.
It's incredible.
We've got this
backlog.
It's a deliberate backlog. They've done it deliberately and these people are coming through the door really, really angry. They see it. So more and what they're doing with this medical neglect is they're waking people up.
Yeah, of course.
But quite often it's only when people are touched by the reality.
Yeah.
You know, say for example, I looked after one girl who was 28, Chantel, West Indian family, really beautiful family.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to hospital for a minor procedure and was coerced in there. They looked at her records and obviously saw she hadn't been jabbed. And frightened her, you know, said, oh, well, there's COVID patients in here, you know, you should really get it. And she died 90 minutes later in the same bed.
After the jab?
Yeah.
90 minutes later.
And her family are frothing and nobody will listen. And you look at the coroner's paperwork, it's there, thrombosis death. She came in, she was cut from ankle to hip, where they're looking down the ephemeral artery for that clot. So they're not denying it's a thrombosis.
So it's plain to see, but...
Yeah, but you're not considered jabbed until 14 days after. Otherwise, it has no bearing on it.
So they know...
They tailored it. So there's
several... No matter what happens, they sort of tailor it with the right answer and say,
of course,
14 days.
And, look at recently, how many have we had? 181 FIFA... registered players and trainers.
Great,
The Man United lads, the weekend.
Yeah.
And another lad in Italy.
For Napoli player. I've been reporting on it. It's incredible. And that you even got Matt Letizia and people that are actually standing up and trying to. And again, John.
You won't see Matt Letizia on BBC anymore. It equates to about a 600% increase in thrombosis deaths exclusively in jab recipients. Exclusively this year.
UK or just England?
I can only speak for the UK. Guy last week on Monday called Nick, he's a mortuary manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's got nearly 30 years under his belt, so he knows his game.
Yep,
and he's going to lose his job in April because he won't take this fantastic protection, yet he's working in the mortuary. You know, what don't people understand about that? Now, he told me he's seen a 600% increase as well in thrombosis deaths, and they're all jabbed. I spoke to another girl called Michelle. She's a Ghanaian lady. She's a lovely lady nurse, nearly 30 years under her pin as well. She works as an agency nurse, so she's here, there and everywhere, and works in A&E at the moment. And she's seen 9 out of 10 people presenting to A&Es are jabbed people that cannot breathe because they're full of blood clots.
But they're telling us the opposite. Though people are coming out and speaking, if it's not relayed to the masses, then they don't know that.
No, of course they don't. And interestingly, I mean, this nurse said to me, she said 9 out of 10 people presenting in A&E are those who can't breathe who have been jabbed. And that's due to blood clots, almost exclusively. Yeah. So the ones that have blood clots on the lungs, they've been given a quick x-ray, and they take in the ones that have been blood clots on the lungs, and the ones that have got blood clots in their legs or arms, they're sent home.
Really?
Yeah, and then they die at home because that blood clot shifts.
Yeah. I want to ask you about that, because obviously at the start of this video, I told you that I'd seen your video. Now, on the 6th of December, 2021, you said you'd seen an unnaturally large number of cases of death. Basically, directly to heart attack, strokes, resulting from thrombosis, embolisms in the lungs, legs, and other places. That's what you said.
Yes.
Now, what ages are we talking about?
All ages. To give you an idea, I had a Tamil family this morning who lost a 23-year-old to a heart attack. I had a 28-year-old, Chantel, 32-year-old, 33-year-old. There is no set ages, just whoever has this shot that's inducing clots, that's what happens, and they die.
So, how do you know that? How do you know that they died
from blood thrombosis? Now, one of my jobs as a funeral director is to collate the paperwork.
Okay.
I'm given the coroner's paperwork.
Okay.
It lists what's on there. I have to check that paperwork to check it's correct before it goes in. So I see it in that way. The other way is obviously engaging with the family, and inevitably you get a bond of level of trust there. Mm-hmm. And one of the conversations you have at some point during the process of looking after them is saying, so what happened to mum? And they'll tell you.
Yeah.
And some of them are blissfully unaware. So for example, I'll say to them, so was mum jabbed? And they'll kind of see the angle and they'll say, oh yeah, but it wasn't that because it was 12 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago.
I want to make it very clear, because there are going to be people watching this video that are going to say, well, that's what John's saying. Yeah, that's what John's saying. But actually, John, you mentioned in the video on the 6th of December that it's all documented by the local coroner.
Of course, yeah.
It's all documented. Yeah, so it's not just you saying, this is factual evidence.
And it's very interesting, because I do wonder why these coroners see what they see and the numbers they see them, and they're not flagging it up. And I'm told it's government policy. That's their following government policy. You're not considered vaccinated. I think it's either 14 or 28 days, so it won't be mentioned in any way, shape or form. They are acknowledging the thrombosis deaths. What I'd like to see as coroners around the UK, show us the increase. Is there an increase in thrombosis?
Yeah.
What is that increase?
Because that's important information.
Yeah, of course they should.
That gets on to my next point. You said in your video, John, you said you've saw blood clots are normally very rare.
Yeah.
Now, I think a lot of people will want to know the difference in figures. So when you say you've seen a blood clot, I don't know how you want to advocate this, but we'd like to know, in the last say 10 years or 5 years, however you want to do it, there's been around about, you can't do year by year because it changes, what sort of increase in figures are you talking about?
I've seen more blood clot deaths, embolism deaths this year than the previous 40.
And when you say that, so when you say the last 14, on average every month, you
the
see
frequency
one or two?
And the age of them. So every week I would have somebody in who's died suddenly.
And that wasn't like that before?
No.
So this is...
Well, they never jabbed people before.
And when did that start? When did you start seeing...
From the moment needles went in arms. It started off with the very old, because they were the people that were targeted first for the jabs.
Yeah.
And they've got progressively younger as the time's gone on, and they've worked down the populace.
Yeah.
So now we're seeing 28-year-olds. I mean, 23-year-old today, that's heartbroken. You know, can you imagine? It's his only son.
Yeah. Now, another very important fact that you said on the video on the 6th of December, which on the channel, it's the one, couple of ones below this, you said that you'd written to the Chief Coroner of England.
Yes.
Now, what did you say to the Chief Coroner?
I can show you a copy of the email. I'd basically, like I questioned why we were having this number of thrombosis deaths, mm-hmm. and I questioned why nothing was being done about it. And I waited about 3 weeks. I CC'd about 40 doctors and scientists.
Did you send him evidence?
Only what I'd seen and what was seen by the community, the 40 or 50 doctors that I'd CC'd him. He didn't respond. I had two nurses in here a little while ago, and I did a funeral for the family, African ladies. They're lovely girls. And we were talking about it openly, and they acknowledged it openly. And one of them couldn't even look me in the eye. She just looked at the floor because she knew.
She knew.
Yeah, she was ashamed. And I said to her, don't be ashamed. You're doing what you're told to do, and you've got kids and a mortgage. How long does it take to become a doctor?
Yeah.
If you're a doctor, you've got a doctor's size bills.
Yeah.
You know, they're all on good money. So they potentially would throw away everything for a stranger's death.
Yeah.
When they're doing what they're told to do. I mean, you have to think about it logically.
I just want to ask you one about the question about the Chief Coroner of England.
Yes.
You wrote to him, then his secretary wrote
back. Yeah, I got a response from his secretary saying basically they follow government policy. That's it.
Yeah. Like we just mentioned, you know, doctors, they're too scared to speak out, and it makes total sense. You know, you're living like a doctor, your house, cars, everything, families.
Yeah, of course.
Now, it's very, very difficult to think, oh my God, if I lose my license, where am I going to work? I'm a doctor, I can't do anything else. Now, we have had a document called the Barrington Day. I know it's going a while back, but we've actually had thousands upon thousands of medical professionals at the top of their field tell us the truth.
Yeah.
Tell us that this is not the right avenue.
Course. Yeah.
Tell us that the man.
How many people are aware of the Barrington Declaration? Surely this is news that should be broadcast on the mainstream media.
For people to make their own choices.
It hasn't been.
No, these aren't anti-vaxxers. No, these aren't conspiracy theorists.
These are GPs.
These
not
are
on the
top of their
field. They're not on the pharma payroll. I've washed and dressed 140, 160 people labelled with COVID. I'm all right. I've never worn a mask.
That's the crazy thing. That we know the virus.
Yeah, yeah. There's a virus every year.
Every year.
Yeah.
But it's very, you know, contagious, apparently. Being someone like yourself, surely you would be at the front of the queue to catch it.
Yeah, of
you'd be at the front of the queue for different variants.
And I'd be desperate for the protection. Why do people think that I don't want it? Why do people think thousands and thousands of NHS staff are about to walk in April? To illustrate this, I went to a hospital called Stoke Mandeville Hospital a few weeks ago, and I spoke to staff in there. One of them, I won't name them out of respect for them,
but I kind of
said to them, you know, are you seeing a huge increase in thrombosis deaths? Mm-hmm. And they were really matter of fact, said, oh yeah, loads, because it turns the blood to glue. Yeah, and I kind of took a step back and, you know, I said, well, don't you think perhaps you should be raising the alarm? Have you raised the alarm? Have you told anyone? I said, because people are queuing up thinking it's going to save them.
Yeah.
And they kind of looked at me and shrugged their shoulders. Then one of them said, it's good for business.
Again, on the video, I'm going back to the video multiple times, John, just because it was so powerful that I want to just elaborate on certain things. You said, you said that he's supposed to be protecting us. You're talking about the Chief Medical Coroner.
Yeah.
Now, what do you mean by protecting us in terms of, in an ideal world, if he was willing to do the right thing, what would the Coroner of England do with the information that you provided? What should he do?
He would be making public the alarming number of an increase in thrombosis deaths in vaccine recipients. That's what he should be doing. And he knows that morally, fuck government policy. It doesn't matter about government policy. We're talking about children. We're talking about family members. He sees the numbers, the same numbers I do.
Yeah.
He's more concerned about following government policy.
Yeah. And we it's clear that they can't have that information in the public eye because people wouldn't get vaccinated.
No, of course they wouldn't.
And if they don't get vaccinated, that means they don't get the money, doesn't go to the pharmaceutical companies, then it trickles down to all the people that trickles down to.
I think it's a number of things.
Collateral damage,
my personal feeling is it's a little bit of everything. Everyone's got their own agenda.
Yeah.
What would you need to make you complicit? Large sums of money and a seat on the ark for you and your family. And I would suggest that's what some of them have got. That's what some of them have got.
Because the money involved.
It's phenomenal, man. Even the vaccine, the injectors are getting like 30 quid an hour. It's
ridiculous.
You know, how can you see that? How can you not see that?
When you think of how much it costs per dose for per person and the amount that they're buying, the money, believe it or not, I tried to find out with the figures that I had, I tried to do it on the calculator. It was that much. The calculator couldn't tell me how much it was.
Yeah, yeah.
It's that much money.
Yeah,
and do you know the thing that strikes me, John, that I think you've seen as well, is even though with a bit of research, with a bit of like, okay, I hear what you're saying. Mm. I'm going to call you an anti-vaxxer for the second. I'm going to go and do my research. It's very clear that people are allowing themselves to be brainwashed, allowing themselves to be conned, and allowing themselves to be part of something that in the future, I believe, I don't know how you feel, that it will come out
You can't hide it.
You can't hide it.
In April, I hope they do get rid of all these people. I predict they will give a stay of execution of these NHS staff because they know these people are material witnesses. And my concern is that these material witnesses keep quiet and push on with the agenda to keep their direct debit space. Yeah. I want them to walk because I want them to speak in the same way I have.
Absolutely.
And they see it. And they see it in the same way as I do.
I don't think it's strange that you've got medical professionals, mostly nurses that we see at the moment, that are refusing the vaccine. Now, last year they were heroes.
This year
they're losing their job. You've got things like the Nightingale Hospital that was produced.
And it never used.
No, I mean,
well, it was. It was used for propaganda to frighten people.
Absolutely. And then once that sort of like the end of that propaganda was sort
There's no need for the propaganda
they
now
got
because they've got needles in arms. And these are the ones sick and dying now. So that's their propaganda now, is the ones sick and dying as a result of being poisoned.
So it's a crazy time to be alive. I want to make sure that, because I know that one of the things that the people that are watching this will want to know, I know we've been going back a bit further when we first started, but so you're saying, John, that when we were told thousands upon thousands of people were dying on a daily basis, you didn't see any real
in 2020.
No,
it was actually
increase.
Quieter than 2019, slightly.
So 2020 was quieter than 2009. So
yeah, I can only speak for locally.
I want you to do is speak for locally because that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find people in areas and get their opinion.
Yeah,
so you're saying they lied.
100%, yeah.
So 100%. You
didn't only lie about that, but they relabeled every regular death as COVID.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Well, it was a word, play on words. It said death within 28 days.
Yeah, so
you get hit by a bus.
Yeah, of course.
And if you
die from a blood clot within 14 days, you're not vaccinated.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you die within 28 days of a positive, you're COVID death.
So they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So the other thing that I want to clarify, John, is that the fact is that you're seeing vaccinated people dying from blood clots, dying from these aren't just old people.
Yeah, no.
These are
23.
Have you seen children yet, John?
None at all.
The other thing I want to say, you put the figure of how many people you're seeing dying of the vaccines from what you're seeing. How many of those, is it higher or lower that you're seeing are dying of COVID?
I haven't had anyone in for weeks who's died from COVID.
But you've had people in for the vaccine.
Yeah, I've had people in who've died from thrombosis who have been vaccinated.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So, and that's a direct link to the vaccine.
Yeah, of course. Never seen so many unexpected thrombosis deaths in people of all ages, young, since they've been vaccinated specifically. So, you know, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see what the connection
and
is.
And what you're seeing now, John, you've never seen in the 14
never,
years.
Never. I've seen more blood clot deaths this year than I've seen in the previous 14. And that's been confirmed to me by countless doctors, nurses, mortuary managers. Yeah, I can name them. I can name them.
Because you've got the former VP of Pfizer.
Yeah.
Coming on TV.
Yeah, I see him regularly. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Why would you take something that is 50 more times likely to kill you than the virus itself?
Yeah, of course.
Before we finish, I know it's getting quite late. We've both been probably here all day. If you had a message for the public, what would your message be?
Do your research. Do your research. Don't use the Google. Don't use the BBC and places like that.
So, as I said, John, that's a great message for the public. And what you're saying is, don't believe me. Go do your own research.
I don't want to be the man that anyone feels has led them to their grave. Whether people choose to act on that is up to them, or whether they choose to line up for the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh jab.
Because it won't end, will it?
No, it won't.
Well,
what were we told 2 years ago? 15 days to save the NHS.
3 weeks.
We've got people who can't go into shops.
Yep.
There's Nazi passports. It was never about COVID, it was about control.
Massive. John, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
And I appreciate
it. Honestly, the public, I know the public will be thanking you. I get hundreds and hundreds, sometimes thousands of comments on, and your video, everyone had something to say to thank you. So on behalf of you guys, thank you, John.
You're welcome.
And I'm hoping we can talk in the future.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. It might be through bars or something. Yeah,
but we'll have, you know...
imagine the good company it's going to be, yeah.
Thank you very much, John.
You're most welcome.
Take care, thank you.
What in what respect?
Really, really bizarre. Like, it's really hard to explain because, I mean, my body, for example, was just the aches and the pains that I had all over my body continuously. Really, really triggered some bad headaches that just seemed to just go on and on and on. But I just felt really bizarre. Like, I wasn't me. Like, I was tripping. Like, I was having an out-of-body experience. Like, jumping. I couldn't sleep. I keep jumping and... Not like I wanted to fit, but my mind was strong enough to not let my body go there. How it wanted to do what it wanted to do. It was really strange. It's been really horrible. Now I'm on tablets for vertigo as well, which I've never been on before, and I'm on tablets for an antidepressant sort of tablets for anxiety.
Yeah, of course, because it's obviously concerning. You know, what I would say to you is one: thanks for reaching out to me. I can tell you, you're not alone. I've had thousands and thousands of people reach out. So what I would say to you is I would urge you to install Telegram Messenger, and I'm going to send you the link to a group, and you can jump in there. There's a few thousand, and you'll be able to perhaps ask questions on what you can do maybe to keep yourself in the best possible condition you can be.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, there's no need to thank me. There's no need to thank me. Your family is just as important as mine, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
God bless you, darling. I'll send those over to you now, all right?
Take care.
Bye-bye, love. And I've had fucking dozens and dozens.
That's incredible. Yeah. And that must, does that affect you, John?
Yeah.
It must.
Yeah, it fucking hurts.
Because
it hurts, you know. It's hard enough being a funeral director anyway, but when you're doing the funerals of people that have been unlawfully killed, it's fucking soul destroying.